Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. As over 300,000 children have now returned to early years and school age care settings after the holidays, staff shortages and stark waiting lists remain nationwide, according to the sector. Early Childhood Ireland is calling on those involved in government formation talks to address these challenges in the forthcoming programme for government. Frances Byrne is Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland, and she joins me now, 51551, if you think you're affected by this as well. Frances, you're very welcome. Government formation talks, as we know, we're waiting for white smoke. What are you calling for?
Good evening, Cormac. Yes, indeed. Really hoping to see a strong programme for government in the next week or so. We certainly saw that during the election campaign, our early years and school age care issues were to the forefront. And it's really important that we see that translate into concrete proposals in the programme. Certainly, the larger parties were talking about affordability measures, completely understandably, given the high fees we still have in Ireland, notwithstanding reductions during the last few years. Mm-hmm. But for us in Early Childhood Ireland, we would be strongly suggesting to them that to be, think very carefully about how they manage that and to absolutely prioritise staffing within Ireland's 4,500 early years and school age care
settings.
There's
no doubting, Frances, that there's a problem. I mean, they all acknowledge that before the election. The difficulty is how to solve that problem, isn't it? Because they're Roderick O'Gorman, the sole Green Party TD now, who was minister before the election, still is until the new government comes into place. He would argue that there has been reform. But has that not worked, do you think, or what needs to happen?
Well, the problem is it isn't one problem. So if this was a one-size-fits-all approach, Early Childhood Ireland would be more than happy to be advocating for that. The problem we have in Ireland is that we have underinvested for decades. And again, notwithstanding the last government who invested €1 billion for the first time in Ireland, it was historic, it was a milestone. But that was achieved going into the calendar year of 2023. So here we are 2 years later. That was very welcome. It was achieved through fee cuts and all of that. But the problem is we need to increase our funding probably by another €2 or €3 billion to get us up to the level of what parents in Nordic countries, for example, expect and is offered gladly and the taxpayer pays for it and all of that. So
well,
we
hang
are
on a second
so
here. Roll it back because you say that nonchalantly, but an increase of an increase of €3 billion is some whack of money into any sector.
It absolutely is, and Early Childhood Ireland is not suggesting that that needs to happen in 1 year. What we have said repeatedly, in fact, before the last two budgets was, name it, you've reached this target of €1 billion. It's so welcome. It's so needed. It was absolutely a milestone day. But now there needs to be a new target and a five-year plan and transparency around how you're going to get there. So let's say for argument's sake, the incoming government agreed that it was another €2 billion.
Yeah.
Divide that over 5 years and describe how you're going to spend that €400 million each year, if I could put it in those terms. We would say prioritise staffing. If we don't prioritise staffing, even if some of the very laudable plans around building capacity and building schools and building creches, even if they all happen, the fact of the matter is that if settings can't find staff and highly qualified staff, it's a waste of investment. So
it
that's
is, but,
why
but there's
we
a
have
the big question there, though. Can I jump in? Because there's a big question that I foresee there.
Yeah.
If you fund staffing and you retain, if it's not a publicly funded structure, early years and childcare. Well, essentially, you're subsidising the private sector and you could be accused of inflating, the state inflating wages in that sector for those workers. So what do you propose? Do you propose to do that, or should there be, like there was a letter in the Irish Times today from members of the Together for Public Alliance, a campaign group of more than 40 organisations brought together by the National Women's Council representing various groups, and they were calling for a public system of early childhood education and care in Ireland. No, I don't think you signed the letter as an organisation.
No, we're members of the Women's Council. We absolutely support that, as does the other national organisation that we're a member of, the Children's Rights Alliance. Everybody supports moving towards a publicly funded model. There's no question about that. In fact, this morning we heard Dublin Chamber supporting that. So business is starting to see the importance of that. The question is how you get there. So one of the things that we have said in Early Childhood Ireland is we need the next government, be it the Taoiseach or the new Minister for Children, to actually outline what the vision is. We've had a privatised system. How do we move towards a publicly funded model? What is the end game, to use that expression? Does that mean, for example, and we're not proposing this, but these kinds of conversations need to take place. Mm-hmm. Will creches start to look more like national schools? Will what will the governance model be like? Now, they're not things that necessarily make for interesting conversations on the airwaves, but you're absolutely right to name that.
Well, I'll make it far more interesting
must
now.
Be a publicly funded model.
Let me make it far more interesting now. Let's put a 5-year timeline on that. Let's say there's early childhood and care facilities that's to be public within 5 years. Now you're running a private creche. Does that mean there's a 5-year deadline on when you should be wrapping up?
That's not how it should work. And other countries have either done this from brownfield site or have a combination of private and public. So what needs to happen is a new governance model and a journey step by step to get there. We're arguing starting with paying wages. That doesn't mean that you would get the salaries paid with no strings attached, if you will. In fact, this already happens. Any setting that has signed up for core funding has signed up to an employment regulation order, which means they must pay wages of a certain level and they must pass on various amounts of funding to staff.
Okay.
That's already a phenomenon. I don't think there's any argument about that. Certainly, there are discussions and debates to be had about how we move from a largely privatised but still hugely publicly funded model to a more publicly funded one. And who owns buildings and all of that absolutely needs to be discussed.
Well,
but we need to take those critical steps towards a public model. And Early Childhood Ireland is saying, please start with staffing. It's absolutely critical.
We're hearing you loud and clear. As I say, Frances Byrne, Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland. Thank you very much indeed.